The fruit, there are fruits. The Bible says you'll know them by their fruits, right? The fruits of a true believer, as a follower of Jesus Christ, his number one priority is God's presence. God's presence. That's the fruit of a true believer. That's a follower of Jesus Christ. It's the desire of God's presence. Because they know without God's presence, the character can't be manifested or expressed. And we are hard-pressed on every side where darkness is always attacking us in one way or another. And it's very difficult to work in places where you're constantly attacked, or even in your own home where you're constantly attacked. But that's why you need God's presence even more, so you can overcome. Because what it does is it increases the shield of faith so that nothing can penetrate. You just say, so what? See, when you react, it means there's lack of God's presence in you. And there's a lot of reactors. In fact, there's a lot of nuclear reactors. But we're able to say no and walk away. We are in such a phenomenal time right now. You know, I don't know if you heard or not, but the United States just bombed Iran. They were back in Israel the whole time. Israel sent in their forces to begin to demolish all of the areas where they could shoot rockets off. So every time they shot a rocket off, they would go there and destroy that launcher. So after they got enough launchers destroyed in certain areas, they were able to send a B-52 bombers in there and drop a 30,000-pound bomb, six of them total, into their nuclear facilities. Now, there's something about Iran I think we should understand. Iran is known as Persia. And even though Iran is now controlled by the demonic forces of the Islamic regime, because that's their demonic, all of this is what's happening is because God wants to free the people of Iran. Iran used to be a beautiful place to go. People used to go there for vacations until this regime took over. Now, think about this, because King Cyrus in the Old Testament was the king of Persia. And they are labeling Donald Trump as King Cyrus, but the king of the United States. Why? Because King Cyrus went and rescued Israel from Babylon, released all the people from Israel, and helped to rebuild Israel and proclaimed Israel controlled under the God of all creation. This was King Cyrus from Persia, which is now Iran. So you're seeing Iran being, the regime being eliminated, all the religious demonic forces being eliminated so that the people can be free. Let my people go. There's revival. There has been revival in Iran, but they keep trying to crush it. If you proclaim to be a Christian, you'll be killed. That's a strange way to have a belief system, huh? You don't believe what I like, I'm going to kill you. That's pretty crazy. And to have such a desire to destroy Israel is demonic. So we're watching right now. It's the cleansing of the earth, the pushing back of demonic forces to free the people that God created, his creation, so they can come and worship him. And so that they could have a destiny. Because their destiny right now is the destiny of destruction. But you and I have a destiny. It's an anointed destiny. It's a heavenly destiny. It's a righteous destiny. And we have a choice every single day We are citizens of destiny. Amen. They are citizens of destruction. And they it doesn't matter how much wealth they have, how many buildings they have, how much armor they have, how much weapons they have. They're still a citizenship of destruction. See, God said you'll know them by their fruit. You know, the word believe means to follow. You know, I've been seeing things in the spirit that are, you know, God said he was going to separate the goat and the sheep. And I'm telling you, there's many businesses falling apart because of there are those who are involved in the destiny of destruction and the destiny of Christ. Marriages are falling apart because their house divided cannot stand because there's two different destinies. They might be one at one time, then there's division. A house that cannot stand is divided. A divided house cannot stand. Why? Two destinies. And now people are coming out from everywhere. I saw people coming from everywhere, leaving all kinds of things behind. And getting in, I don't want to sound crazy or whatever, but almost like military rank and order, following the destiny that God's predestined for them. And leaving those who are, because they're citizens of destiny, and the other ones are citizens of destruction. And it's happening. And God is hoping all those that are on the sidelines watching all the rank and military operation of the kingdom of Christ, hopefully will join in the citizens of destiny and leave the citizen of destruction. Amen? You know, I don't know if it's just me, but I keep... God's presence in our worship time is awesome. Totally tangible. Awesome. I could just get on my knees and weep of gratefulness. Awesome. Who are we to, you know, we don't deserve any of this. And this little room in Ocoee still blows me away. That his presence would be so strong and so loving. We thank you, Lord. We thank you so much. We thank you. Nothing that we did, everything you did. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, please. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and what? If you are willing and obedient, you'll become a citizen of destiny. You shall eat the good of the land, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. We must be willing and obedient to his plan. Again, that is destiny. That's predestined. Doesn't the word say we are predestined to be conformed into his image and likeness? His image and likeness. Why? So the world sees Christ through us. Amen? To be drunk in the Spirit is wonderful. And I'm not a person that uses the word feeling much. But I can definitely feel his presence today. Jeremiah 29:10. Thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a what? A future and a hope. That's destiny. Then you will call upon me and I will go and you will go and pray to me. And I will what? He'll listen. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. Amazing. After the rule, Babylon is representation. After the rule of terror, I will give you a future and a hope. And he will establish peace and a relationship with humanity for those who are willing. Now, we've been under terror for many years. Obama, Biden, Clinton. That's been terror. We've been oppressed, attacked, accused, lied to, deceived, stolen. But God is he's our avenger. He's returning everything now. He's changing everything around. And while he's doing this, we still have to battle through it, don't we? Amen. Well, he's changing things because it's happening all around. But he's given us a destiny, predestined. We are called citizens of destiny. Philippians 3:17. Brethren, join in my following and follow my example. Note those who walk as you have us for a what? A pattern. For many of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction. Why? They're citizens of what? Destruction. Whose God is their belly, food. Whose glory is their shame. Who set their mind on what? Earthly things. Who set their mind on earthly things. Wow. In other words, everything is more of a priority than relationship with the Lord. For our citizenship is where? In heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Destruction to those who set their minds, their thoughts, their desires on the world, worldly things. They focus on money. They focus on more things, business, this, that, whatever, all things except for pertaining to the number one thing, the relationship with the Lord. That is not priority to them. Oh, they say it. They say they love Jesus, but it's really not priority to them. They are citizens of destruction, and they don't even know it. Remember, Jesus said something very powerful. Many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, I did this, 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 and that, and whatever. They thought they got saved and rescued by works. See, they're more interested in works than they are relationship. Works don't save you. Relationship saves you. You better know who you got to know who you know. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having what? Predestined us to adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in all, one in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance till the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. We are citizens of destiny through obedience. Through what? Obedience. Matthew 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Amen? Now, wherever that says where your treasures or your idols are, your heart will be also. Does everybody get it? Because so many people still have idols and don't even realize what idols they have. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he what? No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to what? That you may be able to what? Bear it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry and idols. I speak as to wise men and women. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread in one body, for we all partake of that one bread. Observe Israel after the flesh. Are not those who eat the sacrifice partakers of the altar? What am I saying then? That an idol is anything, or what is offered to idols is anything? Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and take of the demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy, are we stronger than he? What's he saying? Flee from idols, things that take priority from Christ's relationship. Many people have more personal relationships with humanity, which is more priority than their relationship with the Lord. You know, the Bible says that we're to leave our families, children, jobs, everything. God must be priority in everything. If he's not, then you're a destiny of destruction. Amen. Does everybody get it? Why? Because we're not a part of that anymore. We're to be examples and servants, but our relationship, our strength, and everything we do comes from the Lord. Because without the Lord, we know we can't do nothing. Nothing at all. He's saying, flee these idols and take priority for Christ's relationship. Things that pertain to this, his present, his predestined plan is priority for me and you. If you are sure of your identity in Christ, let me tell you, when things come, you'll overcome. I'm going to say it again. When things come against you, you will overcome. But the only way you're going to maintain your identity in Christ is by maintaining the presence of God. There must be a level of God's presence in your life If you're sure of your identity in Christ and his presence working in you, you will overcome everything. Amen? In fact, you will laugh when things begin to get worse. You will what? Laugh when things begin to get worse because you know Nate can't touch me. Do, 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 do. Amen? Can't touch this. Yeah. Surround. We know we sing that song, Surround Me, O Lord, right? That should be every day. And so he says, every day of my life, I want to know that you're close to me, Jesus. Well, let me tell you, we're close to him today in this room right now. He's close to us today. Hallelujah. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. That means respect one another. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. It's going to work to the good. You'll be vindicated. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means what? Consistent. Maintain your routine. Amen? Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, take advantage. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world, so you're not the only one going through it. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have what? You've been challenged a while. He may what? Perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, settle you, and send you. And to him be glory and dominion forever, ever, and ever, and ever. The proud is the destiny of destruction, but obedience and humility is the citizens of destiny in Christ. Again, you and I are going to go through stuff to what? That get perfected, established, and settled so that we are steadfast and immovable. Psalm 37, verse 30. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall what? Slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. He shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you're going to what? See it. Are we seeing it now? Yeah. I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future or destiny of that man is what? Peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed. Together, the future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. What a promise psalm, isn't it? What a promise. Citizens of destiny or citizens of destruction? Romans 14, verse 16. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. There let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which we may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for a man who eats with what? offense. Oh. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, listen, again, that's how we walk. That's one of our characters. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Where there's no righteousness, there's no peace and no joy, there's an open door. You got to be careful because that person is in the citizenship of destruction and not the citizenship of destiny. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny him. That means put yourself last. He is first. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels. Then he will reward each one according to his works. Assuredly, I say that there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Now, you got to understand something about Scripture is three-dimensional, past, present, and future. So when you really read almost the last sentence here, assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming into his glory. That's past, present, and future. For some of us, we won't taste death. We'll be raptured. Amen? But for some, they will taste death. Either way, as long as you go home, as long as you're walking in Christ's destiny, it doesn't matter. Glory. Deny self, that means yourself is last. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. So if a person is in a destiny of corruption, can they inherit the kingdom of God? No. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Revelation 22, we'll close here, in verse 12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs, sorcerers, sexual immoral, and murderers, idolaters, whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him come to the water and take of the water of life freely. Pretty soon we're going to hear, come. We don't know how long. The next event that we're waiting for is a signed treaty. But it's not just any signed treaty. It's a specific 7-year treaty that will be signed. When that is signed, we have 3.5 years left. And that can be signed anytime. Hallelujah. So maintain your citizenship of destiny. And walk away from all things that are destiny of destruction. It's not worth it. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you seal your word in each and every one of us. Bring to remembrance and establish us to be sons and daughters that are pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.